This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The leaders of Colorado's two sovereign Native American tribes made a historic joint address to Colorado state lawmakers today. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The chairman of the Southern Ute and the Ute Mountain Ute appeared together in the State House for their first address to a joint session of the state legislature. The historic event comes under a new state law that requires the state government to hear from the leaders of the sovereign nations. Here's Manuel Hart of the Ute Mountain Ute.
We all claim these lands as our homeland, but let us look at the past history and what has been taken away, all those lost opportunities we shall address. And we shall address them today and look toward future opportunities.
The two tribal leaders asked for cooperation on issues from water to sports betting and education. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Board of Education for Aurora Public Schools has officially named Mark Seglum its acting superintendent. Seglum is the district's chief of staff. He is the sole finalist to temporarily replace Rico Munn, the former superintendent who left last summer. Aurora is among the largest districts in the state searching for a school superintendent. A mushroom farm in Alamosa has gone bankrupt, leaving its workforce in the lurch. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The farm was a major employer for decades in the San Luis Valley, according to a report in the Colorado Sun. Many of its employees came to the U.S. from Guatemala. Some are undocumented, making it difficult for them to get back unpaid wages. Additionally, the Sun report says workers were subjected to unsafe working conditions and injuries. A manager at the farm denies the allegations. The farm sold produce to major grocery chains, including Whole Foods and King Soopers. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Find today's news at cpr.org.